Riggs and Alley, rewind.
It's Riggs and Alley. Hi.
Searching for good news.
Oh. Searching for the good news.
Searching for the good news on a Wednesday.
And you know what? I found my good news in the form of Taco Bell last night.
You don't even have Taco Bell in like 2 years.
I haven't had Taco Bell in a long time. It's been a while. But I was coming home last night from the Jonas Brothers concert, and I didn't eat anything at the concert because it's freaking expensive.
Please tell me you drank at a Jonas. Yes.
Of course we drank at
a
Jonas Brothers concert.
I was explaining to somebody yesterday. They were like, Jonas Brothers, all the kids. I go, no. I go, Jonas Brothers is like 20-year-olds. I go,
oh, yeah.
They were teenagers 10 years ago, and now they're in their 20s. You think Jonas Brothers fans are kids? They are not kids. They are girls in their 20s.
Average age, probably 26, 27.
Oh, I believe it.
Easily.
I believe it.
And the moms were there, too, and there were also kids there, too, because they have this new generation of young fans, too.
I would say there were women in their 50s, and there were kids that were 4 and 5, and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, and if the kids were 4 and 5, they were there for their mom. They weren't there because they were fans. Let's be real.
It was totally a concert, though, because we went up to the Panorama Lounge, and they were like, we're closing it at 9 o'clock. You got to get out of the Panorama Lounge at 9.
They
last call. They kicked us out.
You're like, the Jonas Brothers are 25 now. Why can't we be in the bar?
They didn't go on until 9:15, but it was a great show. We'll tell you more about it later, but the Taco Bell that I got on the way home was great.
Who's better than the Jonas Brothers?
Not better than the Jonas Brothers.
How was Nick? Did he look good?
It was good. We had great seats. No, we got to see him.
That's a lie.
We had awesome seats.
No, that's a lie.
The view was great because the view from any seat at Fiserv Forum is amazing. Thank God.
I wonder if Fiserv could get us better tickets than our own station could.
Probably. Fair enough.
Ironic. Understand. The anchors can't get them.
If only we knew somebody.
If only the anchors on the news could get them.
If only we were on a morning show.
If only we knew someone to get in.
You guys, this is good news.
Good news, Taco Bell. Bad news, I'll pay for it today, but good news. Taco Bell. What's your good news, Allie?
Damn, what is my good news? That's a really good question. Oh, if this ain't some old lady stuff up in here, I got on my ladder yesterday.
Oh my God.
For like the fourth time this summer, and I cleaned out my gutters.
Oh, nice.
It's disgusting. And let me tell you, because I have so many leaves and trees in my yard.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, I used to be afraid to get on ladders. That has disappeared now. This whole summer, I've been on a ladder, and I've never been nervous once. And I don't know if I'm just a different person. I don't know if my fears have gone away. Yep. I don't know what it is, but I am real ballsy these days, let me tell you.
Do you have a ladder that just goes up and you lean it against the roof, or is it like an A-frame one?
I open an A-frame.
Okay.
And then I climb up it, and then I put gloves on, and I pull the nasty leaves and water that smells out of my gutter. I drop it into a bin, and then I move the ladder again, and then I get back up.
Look at you.
You know what?
I don't know why I'm less afraid.
I don't know why.
I can't do that. My gutters are too high.
Why?
You're living.
I don't care if I die anymore.
No. You're not thinking about it.
I don't give a damn.
You're not thinking about it. You're just living. True. You're going, you know what, Damon? I need to do this. I'm doing it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm just doing it.
Yeah.
And for that, I applaud.
I'm still afraid of heights, but ladders don't freak me out anymore. I don't know why.
They don't need to.
Face your fears, I guess.
What's your good news, Gibbons?
Mine was about the Joe Bros. The Joe Bros show was freaking amazing.
Yeah. Right.
At one point, I got really emotional and shed a tear. I'm not sure if Riggs saw that or not. It was an emotion.
What did they open with? You guys don't know, do you?
I don't know the song they opened up, but they played SOS second. The first song was like Roller Coaster, I want to say.
Okay. SOS.
Yeah, they did play, like Nick Jonas did his own song. He did Jealous. They did DNCE, Cake by the Ocean. They did some DNCE.
They played Cool, like second or third in their set.
Yes.
It was...
They played Mandy. I know they got into that. When You Look Me in the Eyes.
I don't know what Mandy is.
Mandy was like the very first song that they ever did. Like,
how do you
way
not
back
know
in
first?
The day.
I don't know Mandy.
Like the very first Joe Bro song was Mandy.
Oh,
yeah.
I believe you.
They did it, yes.
It was amazing.
Good news all around.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
So an icon was vandalized, you guys. Vandalized. And Gibbons is probably upset about this.
You're
going
to set me off, dude.
He's a South Milwaukee icon. There's a statue honoring the wrestler Reggie DeCrusher Lisowski.
Yes, Lisowski.
They put the statue up. They scraped together the funds.
Self-funded
this statue. And lo and behold, somebody goes...
They self-fund the statue.
Yes, okay.
They have an entire weekend-long festival.
15,000 people show up to this thing.
Bringing money to the community.
Yeah.
Fun to the community. This statue is there. Everyone loves the statue.
Not everyone, apparently.
Son of a bitch.
This 18-year-old douche that went and vandalized it. Because the daughter of DeCrusher was going out to look at her father's statue and be like, oh, it's my dad's statue. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Paying tribute to my dad. What are all these scratches on it? come to pull up the tape, there's a camera facing right at it. And you see this kid like smashing it with a rock.
Oh, no.
Trying to break it. Vandalizing the statue. The kid's been arrested. 18-year-old kid's been arrested.
Jeez.
And apparently there's another person that hasn't been arrested. There are two people involved in this. Defacing this Crusher statue.
Okay.
Give us a okay.
I gotta tell you a little Riggs.
I'll let you take it now. Go ahead.
This schmuck went and threw a brick at the Crusher's face, okay? Yeah. You know what happened to the Crusher's face?
What's that?
The Crusher's face got a little scratch on it, Riggs. Yeah. You know what happened to that damn brick?
Oh, God, he's standing
You know
on
what
chair.
Happened to that
Please
brick, Riggs?
Be careful.
Oh, he's
oh God,
pissed.
Gibbons is
you
out of chair.
You know what happened to the damn
Gibbons
brick?
He's standing on a chair again.
What
he's making
don't
a statement.
Fall.
Please
what
don't fall.
What happened to the brick?
That brick is now in 1,000 pieces on the ground because the Crusher crushed that damn brick just like the Crusher's going to crush this little punk-ass 18-year-old who thought, I'm going to be Billy Badass. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go vandalize this statue. And furthermore, you little schmuck, guess what happened afterwards, Allie and Riggs?
What?
Guess what?
What
happened afterwards?
I
what?
Don't know. What?
The community banded together.
Yes.
They got the money together to fix the statue.
Like this is like a drama on TV. This is like a finale of This Is Us.
It is, right?
And by lunchtime, the damn statue was fixed.
Yes. Everybody was happy.
And
$1,200 worth of damage repaired over the weekend.
I have to ask you in fairness something.
Hold on 1 second. I want to go there.
No. When you were 18, did you vandalize anything? Because I did. You want to keep it real or not?
At 18 years old.
You want to keep going off on the guy? You want to talk about what an idiot is or what idiots we were too?
I 100% vandalized stuff at 18.
I may have stolen signs. I may have hit things at the fair. I may have done things. I know you vandalized things because I know you. There's no way you didn't vandalize
You're from
things.
Jersey. You're a vandalist.
He's
vandalism
a criminal.
Vandalism is in your blood.
You're just a criminal.
You
and
are.
And the balls of this guy.
Okay.
Going off on this guy.
Okay. We totally at one
point. Get off our lawn, okay?
Yeah.
Our buddy's friend, my buddy's friend Mario, who I've talked about
now
on the
he
air.
Remembers what a criminal he is.
See?
And now it's not so funny.
His mom was a total bitch and nobody liked her, right?
Uh-huh.
So at one point we got real drunk one night and went to his house and spray painted on his fence. We're watching you.
What?
And she freaked out. Okay, I'm not a
See?
Good person either, damn it.
See?
I'm not a good person.
That's a hit kettle. This is the kettle.
Lawyer.
And Gibbons is the pot. Look at you.
If you were on the stand, I would devour you. I should have been a lawyer, dude.
90 seconds ago, I was standing on the chair screaming, and now I'm in my seat,
like
seated
bitch,
like
going,
I can't believe
okay, fine, I did
I'm
it.
Push the button, let's go.
Okay.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so this woman seriously wants a refund. Has she lost her damn mind? You don't get a refund when you bail out criminals, and you don't get a refund anyway when you bail out people that are innocent. The woman who bailed out R. Kelly for $100,000 now wants a refund, claiming, well, she only knew about the cases in Illinois. She didn't know about the federal cases in New York and all the other states. I'm like, oh. So
what?
Just the three in Illinois it makes absolutely no sense. Talk about an idiot. She said she's gotten bomb threats to her business. Like she worked at a daycare and she no longer works there. We still don't know where the money came from. She still has never said, which to me, I now believe R. Kelly gave it to her and told her to do it to make it look like a woman was bailing him out. And I think she was starstruck and she's an idiot, just like all these other women. She did it. She realized, wow, this guy's really gross. And now he's not cool anymore because he's in jail and now she can't even call him to get, like she thought she was going to be friends with him probably.
You can't even have a claim to fame or
you
even go to the press and be like, hey, look what I did. This good thing that I did. You didn't do anything good.
You did let a child molester back out on the street.
Yeah.
Who already had women in his house. It's disgusting.
And to say I only knew about some of the charges, I didn't know about all
absurd.
The charges makes it even absurd. Because even the charges you knew about are disgusting. That should be
Thank
enough
you.
In itself right there to not have given this ass clown any money.
Ugh. She got starstruck. Jesus. She did something really freaking stupid. Instead of just saying, I did something really stupid, she then got starstruck, paid for it, and now wants her money back because she has... And she got nothing out of it other than people hating her.
Yep.
She got no friendship with R. Kelly.
Nope.
She got no positive feedback from the community.
Nope.
I mean, it's...
No book deal, no nothing, no
nothing.
No,
no,
nothing.
Book deal,
nothing.
Nothing.
No Lifetime movie, nothing.
Nothing.
I'm so upset by this. I really wish that she would have gotten some kind of
It's karma, dude.
That's the best
way
to put
it. You gonna support people like that?
She's also...
Support awful people, awful things will happen to
She's
you.
Also violating the life rule.
Don't be stupid,
you
moron.
And she's not getting her money back. Just for the record, the judge said, hell no.
Yes, good.
The judge said no.
I do have what the judge said afterwards, though. He then said,
See, also, no. Oh my God, who the hell cares?
All right, lady.
Screw R. Kelly.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
When your dog's like your son, it's not weird to do stuff like this with him, is it?
Oh, God.
You probably do this with your kids all the time. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Are you going to get weird on us here, Riggs?
I might. Oh, I might. Had a conversation with somebody about my dog.
Okay.
So, when you give your dog a bath, where do you wash your dog off? Like, if you have to give Bella a bath, Allie, where do you give Bella a bath at?
It used to be in my bathtub.
Uh-huh.
Upstairs. Now it's outside in the summer because there's so much hair that gets in the drain.
Yeah.
That I now try to bathe her outside.
Yep.
If I can. But in the winter, inside in the bath.
Sure. And she's a little bit of a bigger dog. I mean, she's, what, 40
45
pounds?
45 pounds. Yeah. She's a black lab, half beagle.
Right. But now, like Gibbon's dog, Killer, who's a Chihuahua, how do you wash Killer? When
it's
do you give
easy.
Killer a bath?
In the bathtub, for sure.
Right.
Well, you don't even do it in the sink? I would do the sink with a Chihuahua.
Oh, no, because he kicks and screams like a little baby, so it's easier to keep him intact in the bathtub. Yes.
Well, when we give Samson a bath, rather when I give Samson a bath, I wash him off in our shower. We have a stand-up shower. It's with a glass door around the side, and I have a little handle. So I'll put him in the shower. I'll get in the shower with him, and I take down the handle.
Are you naked? Are you
sometimes,
the
yes.
Yeah. You
sometimes,
are not.
Yes.
You don't just have a swimsuit?
Well, I have time sometimes. But then I put down the little thing over
there. This is getting weird. Riggs is naked in a shower with his dog.
Listen.
No, you listen.
Yeah,
listen.
I put the little
weird.
Thing over the drain so the hair doesn't get down the drain because he's, you know,
no,
sheds
the hair
a lot.
Is what stresses me out about washing my dog in a bathtub. Like all the hair that'll clog the drain.
I have one of those traps, like the little trap that goes over the drain so the hair just collects on around the top of that, and then I wipe it off. But
yeah,
can you sometimes buy me a trap?
Yeah.
I don't know what this trap thing is. I need one of those.
I can get them on Amazon for like $5. They're cheap.
Ooh.
Super cheap. Little rubber trap
sort
goes right over the drain.
Get off.
Okay, no problem.
Honest question, Riggs.
Sometimes I'll have a swimsuit on, then sometimes I take a shower afterwards with my dog. And somebody thought
that
was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, what do you mean you take a shower? What does that even mean?
Well, after I wash off the dog, then I put up the handle and the shower where it goes, and then I take a shower myself.
And what is he doing?
He sits there inside and
in
waits.
In the shower with you?
Yeah, he's a dog. He's just sitting there waiting. What's he got? What
exactly.
else is he going to do?
He's a dog.
Yeah. What else is he going to do? I had
Bark,
to take a shower too.
Look at you like, what the hell?
No, he hates getting a shower.
He hates
getting a bath.
All
it's
dogs
the worst.
Do.
I go, do you want a bath? And he runs away. He hates it so much. So much. But when you spray him in the face with a hose, he loves it for some reason. Weird. Weird. But yeah,
this is the weirdest thing I've
The woman at Camp Bawa thought she thought it was weird that I go, well, I can just give him a bath at home. I'll just take a shower with him. You shower with your dog?
Yeah.
Why not?
Riggs, yes.
Why?
That is weird.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Survey says, I'll go first. I think that's weird. Now let the intern and then Gibbons.
It's a little weird, yeah.
Thank you. Why? Now, Gibbons, you're up.
I think that's honestly one of the weirdest things I've ever heard in my life.
Weird.
Why? Okay, hold on. Okay.
We win.
It's two birds with one stone.
When
I get a shower, he gets a bath. Then I get out, and I dry myself off. Then I towel him off. It works fine.
What?
It works great.
How does he sit there and not shake while you're drying off?
Because
the
warm
first
in there.
Thing Bella tries to do is shake when I give her a bath. And
oh,
you
he
can
does?
Text to 71037. She's shaking. And I'm like, stop shaking. I'm trying to cover her with a towel.
Yeah.
And like then I'm soaking wet and I smell like wet dog again. So aren't you just defeating the purpose?
No, he shakes off in the shower and it just gets around in the shower. It doesn't get anywhere. It's fine.
Is he a human being?
What in the...
Have
I
you
am
humanized
so...
your dog too much?
I do. I really do.
Oh. My friend did that and the dog screwed up. I just want you to know. She carried him around like a baby for 5 years.
Oh,
and
dude.
Then they had a real baby, and now he's a lab that doesn't know what to do with himself.
We don't carry around a dog like a baby. No.
But you
we
just shower nude with our dog.
With yeah.
Yes. Like sometimes I have to shower. He needs a shower. We both shower.
Can we make up a new line on this show? We already have Don't Be Stupid, You Moron. Can we start a new one?
Yes.
Don't be weird, you weirdo.
Don't be weird.
Seriously. What the?
Don't be weird, you weirdo.
I'm trying to think of a way to justify this, and it just, as I'm thinking about it more, it gets weirder and weirder.
Nothing about it makes sense. Okay,
hold on.
The phones are ringing.
We got some texts at 71037 as well. I mean, if someone said at 71037, nah, it ain't weird if the dog doesn't mind it.
He didn't care.
Someone
the
said,
dog.
It's weird because then he looks at your home and might think it's a chew toy, which is what I worried about. Your dog seeing your you know what
think
I'm
it's
saying?
A chew toy.
Wait. You're worried about the dog seeing you naked?
No, the dog seeing things and thinking that things that
He's
are...
He's worried about your dog biting his junk.
Yes.
That's not going to happen. Why would he even do that?
Okay, that was a weird thought.
That's
anyway,
way too weird.
Moving on.
That's weird.
Oh, someone's guilty. Said guilty. I have showered with my dog after I bathe her.
Yes.
That's...
I wash off my dog. He's clean. I rinse him off.
Hit one of the phones. I don't care if it's going crazy.
And then I get in there. Hey, good morning, Kiss FM. Is it weird that I shower with my dog?
Please. Oh, screw you.
Oh,
hold on. We got another one. Hey there.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Jenny.
Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Jenny, do you think it's weird that I bathe with my dog? I shower with my dog?
I don't. When I didn't have money and I had to give my dog a bath, he was a big boy and he shed a lot. So I take him into the shower with me, close the shower door so he was contained.
Yeah.
And half the time I was all full of hair. It just made more sense to just take a shower afterwards.
Yeah.
What
the water's water's already running. Dog's already clean. Now I'm going to shower myself off. The only thing that's going to happen is he'll get a little more soap on him. I rinse him off.
I don't even like showering alone. It's so exhausting.
Yeah, dude.
With my hair and all this. And these women are getting in and like voluntarily. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
His texts, by the way, are hysterical. Dogs aren't sexual. Relax.
Exactly.
Not the point. It's like his child.
Yeah. It's not like a child. You're still sexualizing. I mean, my dog sees me naked. He watches my wife and I, if we get it on. He sees that before. He's
weird.
Seen nudity before.
Well, yeah, that's my point.
It's not uncharted territory for my dog.
Yeah, but to be bathing with your dog
is strange.
Every time I say it, it feels weirder to me. I don't know what it is.
Jenny?
But by the time you wash him and you're all full of hair, it just makes sense.
Yeah, then I gotta, you know? Now I'm dirty from cleaning him off. He was dirty, so I gotta wash myself off.
Jenny, we're gonna start a club to help people like you and Riggs.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a whole organization. And all these people texting in, they shower with their dogs
yes.
are blowing my mind at 71037. I can't even.
Okay, you know
Riggs
what?
Showers
weird.
With
That's
his dog.
Everyone's saying they shower with their dogs. Don't be weird, you weirdos.
I'm glad. I'm not alone. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
I wanna try it out tonight.
Try it.
What did you say, Jenny?
What's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny.
What did you say?
Pardon me?
I don't think she said anything.
I made it awkward because I said, what'd you say? And she didn't hear, and then everybody stopped talking. Then it got real. It's like in a circle of friends. You're like, what? Then everyone just stops.
Well, thanks for calling, Jenny. Well, Gibbons, you said you're going to try tonight, but I think
I'm
that's
try
difficult.
It.
You can't do it in a bathtub.
Why? Now can, wait. You're so...
I have a glass wall where my dog is contained in there.
He went off on you forever, and now he's like, I think I'll try it.
Well, because, you know what? Because Riggs is weird, but if a bunch of other people are saying it works as well, maybe it's something that I could try. That maybe it'll deepen the bond with me and my dog.
Now, just keep in mind,
it's just efficient.
Half a million people listening to the radio. 17 texts doesn't mean the whole world's doing it.
Yes, it does, Gibbons. Yes, it does.
Just so I'm clear, let's do the math on the sample.
By the percentage points, you know, maybe. You're right.
He's not in the only ones texting it are the ones that actually do it.
I'm going to go home and shower with my dog right now.
Oh, God.
Weirdo.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
After 3 years of work, looks like they've got, they're getting ready to do like a final presentation on what's going to be done with the Mitchell Park domes now.
Oh.
They've done a bunch of renovations to them.
Finally they've decided?
Well, they're going to like do a big pitch to the public tonight. They're asking a bunch of people to come out. If you have the time, go out for the hearing tonight.
That's right on my list.
Totally.
What to do with the domes.
Right?
Let me get my kids taken care of, my life.
6 o'clock tonight.
Don't be there.
Oh, six at dinner time. Oh,
6 o'clock tonight.
Even better.
Oh, my God.
Hey, people like me go to stuff like this.
I know, you
public
weirdo.
Hearings. I know. But they're trying to totally revitalize it, make it more of a learning center, more of a like a nicer area, and kind of polish them up so that it's more accessible, making some more educational type programs in there. Hmm. And putting like $14 million into this whole thing to make it gardens and more of like a community hub rather than just... A couple domes you can go into for like the Desert Dome. And what are the other ones? I forget. There's the Desert Dome. There's a tropical one.
And then the Seasonal Dome.
And Seasonal Dome, yes.
Uh-huh. Now, I could be crazy, so you can always text to 71037.
You are crazy.
Well, that's true. But don't text whether I'm crazy, but text whether, you know, do they have like, so they might have classes for kids maybe? Do they already have them? That's where I was going with this. Because that's the kind of crap I would put my kids in is like a nature class. Like, I would totally do that in the summer.
They definitely have kids activities. Like, when I went, I took my girlfriend's kids like a month ago and they had an entire area set up with kids crafts and kids
That's
arts and
good.
Crafts stuff like that. I'm not sure about classes, but I do know they have like arts and crafts.
Well,
and
if they do educational,
there.
They could do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some really cool renderings that they've done of it. It looks like a little amphitheater area that they have
Ooh.
As well. So
amphitheater.
Damn,
that'd
it looks neat.
Cool.
This is the little artist drawing. So
that's where we did our American Idol auditions when they were
That's
auditioning
right.
in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did it at the Dome. So like an amphitheater would have been a nicer place to
been.
Do that instead of a big warehouse looking room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Filmed it in.
None of that was on TV anyways.
None of
remember,
that was on TV.
Remember Sheriff Clark
only,
resigned that day.
You only got to see J-Lo on the lake.
Right.
Yes.
So that's if funny. You have the time, 6 o'clock today at the Domes, they're asking you to go out. Oh, make the effort. They're saying they really want the public's opinion on the whole thing to see if they really should be doing it even. So there
we're
you go.
We're here to tell you.
Right?
It's a go.
Yes.
I'm busy tonight, but it's a go.
Damn sure.
You know what? It looks great. Go ahead.
Great, go for it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this is a little awkward when you have to put a restraining order against your own brother.
Yikes.
Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. They were just in town last week. He had to put a restraining order against his little brother, Aaron. Says he threatened to kill his pregnant wife. Aaron threatened to kill Nick's pregnant wife.
What? Dude.
Yeah, Aaron's had so many issues. And for a while, I was like, okay, enough with the publicity tour of you going online, talking about all your issues and acting crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess it's serious because Nick Carter said his brother left him no choice. He had to seek legal protection.
Jeez.
Said he threatened to kill Nick's pregnant wife and their unborn kid. Although Aaron says he'd never harm family. I mean, have you ever threatened to kill your family?
No.
Well, not yes, for real. No, this guy's insane, though.
In jest, but I also don't have access to handguns or weapons.
No, he does.
And he does, which just makes it a different situation.
And he's mentally ill, so there's a whole bunch of reasons that it's a little scary. But so he has to stay 100 feet away from Nick, Nick's wife, and kids, and other family members, and specifically their residence in Las Vegas. Aaron can go nowhere near it. Yeah.
Ugh.
And his sister had to do it too. Like Nick Carter and Aaron Carter's sister put a restraining order on him too. Yeah. So
they've had a history of family issues and drama and financial stuff from years ago. All kinds of just issues.
I've had fights with my siblings. We've never gotten to restraining order point.
Right.
I mean, we've had some bad fights, but not this one.
No.
I mean, we just don't talk to each other for a few weeks. What's the big deal?
Right? Seriously.
Aaron Carter just on like the doctors or something talking about all the pills that he takes and how all the medication that he's on for all. Because he's been diagnosed with several different things.
Yeah,
Aaron Carter has.
And Nick hasn't seen him in 4 years, he said.
Wow.
But he won't stop threatening him.
Come on,
man.
It's
a long time not see your sibling.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Family strife.
When you're traveling nonstop and clearly you're in the same town with them at some point.
Yes. And have the means to go and see them at any time if
you
want to.
Anytime you want.
Yes.
Exactly.
You drop a hat, find them.
But this is child stars. I mean, this is what happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
Aaron Carter's the epitome of it.
They're given
you've destroyed their life by making them a celebrity as a kid.
You gave them the world. You never told them no. You let them do whatever they wanted to for a long time.
I mean, listen, the kid. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Do you remember when my friend had her kid in modeling and I started laughing?
Yes.
Remember I gave her like a whole lecture and I'm like, this is not the life you want.
The stage mom life.
You don't want the stage mom life. You don't want your kid getting screwed up. Usually it's a ploy anyway for them to take your money at these things. And she's like, remember when you lectured me on that and I took your advice? I go, yes, thank God. You stopped trying to be a stage mom.
Yeah.
Hence Aaron Carter.
Come on, man.
Well,
get it together.
More Carter family drama.
And more. I'm sure we'll have more tomorrow. I'm sure. At some
always
point.
Do, yes. Hey.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So, Gibbons.
What a concert, man.
I want to know the answer to the what made you cry at the Jonas Brothers concert last night.
Because, especially because Riggs was with you, so I want to know.
Yeah, there were tons of girls around us. There were like younger girls that were crying because they were just excited to see the Jonas Brothers again back together on stage.
Uh-huh. And you telling me that gave me chills and almost brings a tear to my eye again, Riggs.
Why?
So we're at the concert last night. It's the Joe Bros. They're about to hit the stage.
Uh-huh.
The lights go down, and they're playing some kind of montage. And Riggs is screaming, and I'm screaming.
Yeah.
And then I stop, and I just look around. I take a second to, like, soak it in, right? And I hear two girls behind us who are probably in their mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
And the one girl turns to the other girl, and she goes, Katie, can you believe we waited 11 years for this moment?
Aww.
We never got to see them before, and now we're here. And they hugged, and I just looked back over my shoulder, and seeing them in the moment as they're crying, I was like,
I mean, you don't need to cry. I get why you get all the feels from it.
But you got to remember, I just last weekend traveled 450 miles to see my favorite band, The Starting Line, a band no one's ever heard of.
Did you talk to a therapist about why you cry over nothing lately?
I have not done that
yet.
That's
not normal, just for the record.
It's normal to cry.
No, but it's not normal to cry over, like, if you can cry at the drop of the hat.
When it comes to, like, there's certain, like, music stuff hits me in the feels. And I can, when I hear certain music, I go, any song, really, I can go back to a time in life and, like, make it that moment. And just seeing the two girls behind me and knowing there's 20,000 people in the arena probably having that same memory, it all just punched me right in the feels.
Is that what you were talking about? At one point, he goes, are you listening to what's happening behind us right now?
Yes.
And I was like, no, I'm watching the show.
Right.
It's Nick, Kevin, and Joe.
Right. And I was in the moment.
You nosy man.
They were so overjoyed, and I was so overjoyed for them that I did shed a little tear.
I will say this. There's tons of girls whose parents never took them to a show.
Right.
I was one of those growing up. My parents refused to take me to New Kids on the Block, no matter what. If they were in town at the state fair, whatever, never got to go. So as an adult, it was like a game changer when I got to go see them.
Right?
Yeah. You can text us 71037 if you were there last night, if you got the feels last night.
So amazing. How could you not? How does it not hit you in the feels knowing that people waited 11 years, Allie, and they got there? They got to the show, and they were singing and dancing.
I mean, it's awesome. Like, yeah, they had a great night. Questions. I'm not going to cry, though.
Allie said she had questions. What are your questions? What do you
have? God. Okay, so I have so many questions. One, what did they open with? What song?
Roller Coaster.
Yes.
Okay. What did they sing that we know at the Jonas Brothers concert?
Oh, my God.
At the Pfizer. Give me a list. We know the songs. Give me the damn list.
S.O.S. Only Human.
Yep.
Yep.
Sucker. They played Cool.
Uh-huh. Cool. What about their old stuff?
Nick Jonas did Jealous.
Okay.
He came out. They did Cake. They did Cake by the Ocean. DNCE. Uh-huh.
Did Nick Jonas look hot?
Of course he looked
that
hot.
That would make me cry.
He was jacked, dude. He's got huge arms.
That guy never skips arm day.
Never.
Are you freaking out, intern? You're not even saying a word.
She's been saying awkwardly standing.
Do you have any questions about the Jonas
down.
Brothers concert?
Do you have feels about
because
the Jonas Brothers?
How old are you? 21? So you're like right in the demographic of girls that grew up. Get on the mic already. I'm going to start calling you intern. This one. There's a fourth mic.
Go over to that fourth one over there.
It's only her third week. She's learning. Okay?
They played Mandy, the very first song that they ever did. They played Love Bug. They played Year 3000. They played Sucker. They played Burn It Up. They played it all.
And so what?
They were rocking the guitars. I thought they were just going to be out there singing and dancing. They played their own stuff, and they were out there legit rocking
out. They always have.
They're musicians. All of them are.
They've always been guitar players.
It was my first time seeing them live. It was my first time.
You've seen TV shows of them. They had a whole TV show where they performed.
Yeah, but now that was then. This is now.
Right.
Weirdo.
Intern Visco girl.
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers fan, yes?
What do you want to know? Talk closer into the mic.
I don't know.
Oh, get the hell out of here. I got more than.
What song was the most exciting for you to hear live?
Ooh, good question.
Honestly, when they started doing DNCE Cake by the Ocean, when they did the Nick song, when
when they did their solo stuff is when people freaked.
When they were embracing their solo stuff, that was cool for me because that was like saying, look, we did our own stuff. Right. We're happy we did our own stuff, and we're still together. It was like no hard feelings type thing. Yes, Allie.
What song made the crowd go the craziest?
Probably SOS.
Okay. What guy in the group made the crowd go craziest? Nick, Joe, or Kevin? Who did they scream more for? Because we know one Kevin.
Listen, I was screaming for Kevin. I was the only one screaming for Kevin.
A lot of times, Nick would go first and the crowd would go nuts. And then Joe would be like 10 feet behind him. And then the crowd would really pop.
So Joe would walk up behind him while Nick's playing guitar. Uh-huh. And Joe puts his arm around him and he's singing. And everybody's just going crazy. So it was hard to tell
You didn't know which one they were screaming for.
They were screaming for both of them. They were losing their mind for both of them.
People are texting in at 71037. If you have another question, go for it. But people are saying, Allie's low-key killing the Joe Bros vibe. Somebody else said, it was the best night of my life besides giving birth to my daughter. Get the hell out of here.
See? I guarantee the person who texted that shit tears.
The birth of your daughter. And I love the Jonas Brothers, but really? You're going to compare those two?
Yes, okay. She was.
Do you have any more questions about the Jonas Brothers intern Visco girl?
Yes.
No, I think I'm
damn it. Hold on. Hold on.
Somebody texted in 71037. I cried during When You Look Me in the Eye. It's my favorite song. Hashtag all the feels. We're shedding tears.
Here's one. Kevin talked about the idea of getting back together and going on tour and said, will people even care?
Is that
what they said on stage?
Yeah. Yep. That was part of the documentary, too, that they put on Amazon Prime.
Would people care?
Yeah, would people care? They were are people going to care when we come back together? Because they'd been solo for so long. They were like,
and their solo careers were on fire, minus Kevin. However, she's got another question. Good. But I was going to say, you have to remember, these are the girls that grew up. They're now 25, 20 to 25. They were 10 to 15 10 years ago. Yeah. And they're freaking out because now they're adults. I get it. I love it that you guys have your boy band.
Your other question, intern Visco girl, yes.
Did they sing any Camp Rock songs?
The guys probably don't know what those are.
I'm going to try to stall while Riggs looks it up.
Text in.
Let me know if these are Camp Rock songs. Mandy, Paranoid, Got Me Going Crazy, Play By Music, World
Play
War III.
Play Hold My on. Music is a Camp Rock.
They did do some Camp Rock stuff,
nice
of course.
Ball.
Of course they did.
Texas 71037 that said, "Hey, Allie, Riggs, and Gibbons, last night was crazy. The best songs were about... The best songs were Cake by the Ocean when they did Burning Up in the encore."
Oh, Burning Up.
Also, yeah. Riggs and Gibbons, sorry for my friend shaming you about the size of your beers. Hope you guys had a great night, and thanks for not shaming us for how lit we all were.
Were they shaming you because they were
the
small
girls,
or little?
Those are the girls behind us. They were like, "You need the big beers," because they gave us the smaller cups, and we were like, "There's bigger beers."
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
So Gibbons and I went back out and got bigger beers.
You're damn right.
They're like, "Yes."
This is my favorite. Nick looked at me. I was inches away at the back. Okay, maybe Nick did. I don't want to ruin her vibe. I'm just going to tell her Nick totally looked at her.
They
totally
made eye contact. They had a moment.
They have a way to do that on stage where they make you look like they're looking at you,
totally,
man.
Did.
It's an amazing thing.
You're killing
like,
the vibe.
See? I'm being too honest.
He looks right at me.
Do you want the juice or not?
Oh, my God.
That's hysterical.
Let her have the feels. Yes, they did.
So great.
People are texting in, "Hell yes, they played Camp Rock."
Yeah, they did.
They played Gotta Find You from Camp Rock. Somebody wants to know, what is a VSCO girl? Thank you for that question, because
yes.
I didn't know until 3 days ago, and I don't think people know what the hell. Gibbons was saying it and didn't even know what it was.
A VSCO girl is a girl that has the scrunchies, right?
Uh-huh.
Usually an oversized sweatshirt,
yep.
Right? A Hydro Flask, concerned mm-hmm. about the turtles. Mm. Metal straw, saving the turtles.
She's a basic bitch.
Yes.
Yeah. But wait a second, though. Isn't a VSCO like an app or
VSCO
something?
VSCO is a photo editing app, yes.
Like V-S-C-O.
V-S-C-O, yes.
And so that's why you call them VSCO girls, because they're the ones that would edit their pictures on
yes,
Instagram.
And they're very mm-hmm. environmentally conscious, and they always have the extra scrunchies on their
so
hands.
So they're basically a young millennial.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes. And they all probably cry at Jonas Brothers concerts, much
yes.
like myself.
They are all yes. our intern, VSCO girl.
Yes.
That's her.
She's like, yep. Yeah.
She holds her chin
I
like,
accept,
yep, that's
know.
Me.
Did you throw any panties at Nick for me?
Yes.
Did you say these are from Allie?
No, I did not.
Damn
I said
it.
They were from me, and yeah. I threw them at Kevin.
Who would you throw your underwear at, VSCO girl?
No comments.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Listening.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's time for Hell to the No.
Oh,
no,
no. Oh, I have one. I'm sorry, no, damn it. When at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday,
uh-huh.
yesterday,
uh-huh.
you get a text message from one Riggs. Mr. Riggs.
Yes.
Mr. Riggs Radio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Riggs says to me, "Got some last minute tickets to the Jonas Brothers. Anybody want to go?" Oh, it's 2 on a Tuesday and I have my kids. That's we've only known about the show for 6 months. But thank you for asking me at 2 o'clock on the day of the show.
Hey. I got the same message.
It was
message.
Not your fault.
I know. Thank
the
you.
The hell to the
you.
No is that we got offered tickets at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, 6 hours before the show is in. We don't have
two.
Lives and children.
We got two.
And I wanted to go to the Jonas Brothers.
I know.
Yeah.
I did too. That's why I was like, who wants to go?
I wrote back and I said, I can't get a sitter at this point.
That's what I kept telling everybody. People were asking. They were like, where's Allie? She's got her kids.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I would have been more than happy to be in the Jonas Brothers show with
yeah.
you guys.
Yeah.
But, other people got to go. It's better that way.
Yes.
Allie.
Yes.
You missed not only a great, fantastic concert and
yes.
awesome time, you missed one of the funniest, most ridiculous moments in my personal life ever. So we get out of the Jonas Brothers show, Riggs and I.
This
yeah.
is funny.
And we're like, oh, we could walk to the car that's 3 blocks down.
Yeah.
Or we could grab a couple scooters, right? We'll grab a couple Lime scooters.
You
They're
did
there
not
set
take
up.
A scooter.
Oh, just you wait, Allie.
Dum dums. Wait, what?
So I'm having issues with my app. And by issues with my app, I mean I don't have any money to get a scooter, right? So Riggs goes, I'll get a scooter, just hop on. And I'm like,
what?
But then I go, let me give this a try. So we got Riggs there. I'm on the back of this scooter riding bitch with
Can
my-
Can they hold two people?
Oh, we they figured did? Out it did.
Oh!
I have my hands wrapped around Riggs. Where
so
my,
you're looking very romantic.
My
so
hands
romantic.
Are on top of his hands, on the handlebars of the scooter. I've got one leg on the scooter because I can barely fit. My
and one leg kicked up like you're making out with a guy.
Yes, yep. exactly yep. like that while yep. we were in such a homoerotic embrace on that scooter.
Hey, that was a good romantic moment, bro.
It was awesome.
And his hands over my hand,
yep.
like Titanic style, so I can't grab the brakes. I'm trying to stop, so I'm like, just get off.
No,
get off. We're going to
fall. I'm proud of you for embracing it and not being, because some guys would be like, I'm not riding on that thing with you.
Oh, the only thing I was worried about was the ability for it to move, because I'm a big guy, you know?
Yeah.
But, oh, we were hustling. It was working.
And we made it work, man.
It was so funny.
It was a $2 Lime scooter ride. literally
like three blocks.
And it saved us 10 minutes of time. And when it's damn near midnight and you got to wake up at 3 o'clock, every minute counts.
Every minute does count.
However you need to justify your mind, Givens, whatever you say. Allie, like, it was right. late. We couldn't make it 3 blocks. You know how long that takes?
Yeah. It was so ridiculous. So ridiculous.
People texting into 71037. I'm sure they are.
Yeah. How about when you go to buy a beer for your friend at the Fiserv Forum and your credit card gets declined in front of everybody?
Oh, that's really awkward. Did that happen to you?
Yes.
I hate it when that
this
happens.
This stupid new Apple card that I got, this stupid card, when it has a
that's
weird transaction.
Trying to do everything right when it happens.
I know. Well, it sends me a notification. It goes, was this you? A purchase at Fiserv Forum? It's an unusual transaction. And I was like, yes.
Hello. And it's not unusual.
No, it's not. It's like buying a beer. It was $24.
In the town.
Which in itself is a hell to the no.
Actually, they're like, two beers? The Apple card was thinking, really, are you sure you want to spend this much on beer?
That's really what it was asking you. Maybe that's what it was doing.
Do you really need to spend
$24 on two beers? Yes. I'm at a Jonas Brothers concert with Givens.
Yes.
I gotta ask you, though, is the line getting better to get alcohol at the Fiserv? Have they fixed the problem? Because I love the Fiserv, but I gotta keep it real with the nightmare I've had getting drinks. It was way better now.
It was way better.
Good.
A lot better. Yes.
Good.
Granted, when we were getting beers, there was not... And we were up in the upper level.
You were at the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
And we were in the upper level. So
all the way up.
We were probably
crowded. I was at New Kids with a bunch of drunk 45-year-old women who had to get booze. Yes. So we were waiting.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. We'll read your text to 71037 if you want to text in a hell to the no. Someone just texted in, it's my 42nd birthday. That's not a hell to the no. That's a hell to the yes.
Happy birthday.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So I found this pretty fascinating. Mac Miller, you know, he died of a drug overdose after him and Ariana Grande had broken up. But he had been in town, played our, you know, Kiss shows before, really sad stuff. Well, now they have to split up his fortune. Like, he had $11 million. That's a pretty good fortune for Mac Miller, I think.
Damn right for anyone, again.
Well, I mean, yeah, but... You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money. So they weren't sure what to do with it. Well, the family has already made their decision. Some of the things he actually had given, like, basically in his will and trust, said, I want certain people to have specific things, which is the most interesting part.
So he did have some kind of a will. Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Probably because, one, he had lawyers and he was rich, and two, he had a drug problem. So I would think at some point they'd be like, you need to get a will. Mm-hmm. Just to be
anybody
safe.
At that sort of net worth is probably has something, some sort of will.
You're right. You're right. That's right, probably. Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be split among all his loved ones, but here's the breakdown. So, there were $11.3 million in assets, okay? That means houses, properties, royalties to songs, things like that. So, his family will receive more than $5 million in bank accounts and stocks, okay? And then some other assets. Now, here's what his friends are going to get.
Ooh.
His closest buddies are going to get some of his most personal and expensive possessions. In his trust, Mac Miller left instructions to give Brian Johnson, one of his friends, his collection of clothing and electronics, including specifically a laptop and iPad. Q Chandler Cuff, must be another friend of his, will receive about 20 pieces of jewelry collectively worth tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow. Yeah.
Another friend, Dylan Rechtenwald, what a name. These are literally his friends' names.
Dude.
Laid out in his trust and will. Dylan Rechtenwald shall get Miller's music equipment and instruments.
Oh, wow.
And Jimmy Merton, whoever that guy is, will receive the rapper's furnishing. So what, all his furniture?
Yeah.
So that's wild because we just hit the year anniversary of his death, but he was found unconscious, you know, in L.A. What, a year ago? But he's from Pittsburgh.
7th when he passed away last year.
But isn't that fascinating how he wrote down three specific friends, or four maybe, and what they were going to get?
Yeah,
and it was like, this guy gets my instruments. Like, that's, you know, you think about it, if I was rich, who would I give my stuff to, you know? So, pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure they would rather him be alive.
Of course they would.
But that's how they're breaking down the $11 million. So,
it's good
not just his family, his friends got stuff too.
And his legacy will live on. Hopefully that musical equipment will go towards making the next generation of hit albums.
Maybe,
he
didn't leave Ariana anything? She was engaged already to someone else by the time he died. Awkward!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
How are you living your best life?
Living your best life.
Oh, God.
Why are you doing the robot dance over there, Riggs?
Because we were living our best life last night, dude. Jealous. I went from reserved. I was like, we'll just go and enjoy the show and then leave. Then I was like, you know what? Let's go all out, man. Let's have some beers. Let's enjoy it. Let's
what
live our best life.
At?
The Jonas freaking Brothers, dude.
Yeah, man.
The freaking Riggs and Gibbons. Out of the three of us, those are the two that ended up there.
Yeah.
That's a funny part.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, this
I was living through you guys.
Thank you for vicariously living through. I wish you could have been there.
I know.
It was amazing.
When they offer tickets at 2 on a Tuesday and I have kids.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Can't get a sitter in 5 hours.
Nick Jonas was throwing out guitar picks that said, vote for Nick in 2040.
That's funny.
We already started a campaign, man.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
But yes, I think so many people were living their best life. Seeing the Jonas Brothers for the first time in how many years since they've been together?
Yeah.
Really?
It's been a while.
After seeing them be solo for so long, wondering if they get back together, if it would still have the same magic. You damn right they did. You damn right they did. Even from section 203, it was amazing.
All the way up. It was beautiful. Oh, God.
I have the best story for who's living their best life. It's not me. It's my son, Owen, my almost 8-year-old.
How is he living his best life?
He texted me last night, and we're doing homework, which that's a nightmare. Now I have two kids doing homework.
Oh, God.
I wasn't prepared for that because you have to help the kindergartner the whole time. You can't leave him. And then the second grader will go off task if you don't stay on his butt.
Uh-huh.
So you're trying to, it's like trying to manage two people at once. It's a nightmare.
I was ready to go. It's eighth-year-old homework, how hard can it be?
When he's doing math, it's easy to us. You just want to give him the answer, but you can't. Count on your fingers or something.
So how is he living his best life?
He turns to me and says, I said, what do you want for dinner, cereal or oatmeal? Mama's not cooking tonight. Because I was so over like the homework and everything. And he goes, I said, or do you want a hot dog? I can make you a hot dog easy. He goes, yeah. And he goes, I'd like a hot dog with broccoli. And I go, and what else? He goes, that's it. I've decided to start eating healthy, Mom.
Oh, nice. Good for
hell
him.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, did they do the health unit at school today? Like, why is he so motivated to be healthy? Like, what's going on right now?
Hot dog unhealthy.
I said, oh, you decided to start eating healthy. I go, why? He goes, well, Mom, I've been eating bad basically my whole life.
Oh, man.
My whole life you've been feeding me crap, Mom.
Hey, Mom shaming the hell out of you right to your face.
Straight words out of his mouth. I've been eating bad my whole life. I've decided to start making better choices. And I'm like, who are you?
When he said all this, literally?
He said all this. I was dying.
Oh, my
and I'm
God.
Like, you want broccoli? And that's what he ate. He ate hot dogs and broccoli.
Good for him, man.
I'm so proud of him. And then Hudson out of nowhere goes, it's because of you, Mommy.
See?
And I go, you think it's because of Mommy eating healthier? Yes. And I was like, I don't. I think it's just because he had 9 candy bars earlier. I don't know about. Now he's
guilty.
He wants some broccoli.
And at school, they said broccoli is good for you. And he was like, oh, broccoli with a hot dog. That'll help it up.
I've been eating bad my whole life. I can't believe he said that.
Living his best life.
But while we're on the food train of living your best life,
yes.
I just lived my best life 5 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hungry as hell. We were out late last night. I'm looking for something to eat here in the radio station, right? And then I catch my eye. I see it. Day-old office pizza that was left overnight. I grabbed some of that. I threw it in the microwave. I ate it down. Yum. And it was delicious.
Hell yeah, man.
Living my best life on that day-old pizza, baby.
I want to panic, but I don't want to ruin... That's how I ended up in the hospital. And they weren't. Remember when I ended up in the hospital for a week because they didn't know what caused my like food poisoning or stomach bleed. I, honest to God, was eating pizza like hungover in the morning at my apartment years ago, and they were worried it was eating the meat off the Gibbons. I'd be careful.
Hey, but if that happens,
out.
Gibbons, hospital food, living your best life, man.
Living your best life, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Why are you making these rash decisions, bro?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm making rash decisions or if I'm being impulsive or if I'm screwing up my life, but I went for it yesterday, man.
All right.
I had to run to the store and there the pumpkins were sitting there staring at me. The big old pumpkins were looking at me like, buy me.
Oh.
Your house would look so cute with me. So I did. I bought 2 pumpkins. I put those bad boys up on my porch.
Yes.
And I sure did. And then I put on Facebook and Instagram, Team Too Soon or Team Let's Do This. And I was shocked. Most people were Team Let's Do This.
Hell,
everybody
yes.
was ready. I mean, I even put the Halloween decorations up. My kids were putting the Halloween stuff up. I thought, you know, it's September 18th.
Yeah.
Halloween's in a month and 12, 13 days, people.
Uh-huh.
If I don't do it now... this weekend's gonna fly by.
Yep.
I'll be living my life next week. And then I'll be basically it'll be October 15th, and I'll have nothing up. Is what's gonna happen if I don't do it now.
It's still summer. It's
fall
not even
is
fall
on
yet.
Monday.
Monday is fall, man. Just at least give it the last couple days of summer.
No. Hold on. Allie,
let me go look at the poll on Instagram and see the results.
Were
Keep
you
talking.
Or were you not just diagnosed with adult ADHD?
I was.
Which means in the moment, yeah. when you're focused on it, you go, this is fantastic, go for it. And
you're
I'm
right.
so happy that you did it. Because it would have been one of those things where 3 weeks from now, we'd be going, when are you going to put up? Oh, I was so full of hope back then, and they won't go
Do
up.
Do you know what's funny, though? So I buy the pumpkins, I put them on my porch, and I think, well, next step is getting the fall decorations out of the storage in my basement.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot, right? So I started, this is the ironic part with the ADHD. I literally did 12 other things, and then I went, what the hell was I going to go to the basement for? I'm asking myself, and I'm walking around my house in circles. What the hell was I going to the basement for? It wasn't the laundry. I'm thinking, the Halloween decorations.
There you go.
Do it now. Run, bitch, run. I
hell
do like
yeah.
self-talk, so I run down the stairs. Throw the Christmas tree to the side, pull out the Halloween decorations, and they're up, man.
Why do you think it's too soon,
Rick? It just feels a little bit too soon. If you would have said Christmas, I would say you're ridiculous. Because I have seen Christmas stuff out,
okay.
yes.
Yeah. But. So then let me be fair here, because my first thing that I did was when I started putting everything out, I put the two pumpkins on my porch, and then I went and got only the fall and pumpkin yeah. harvest stuff. That
yeah.
was it.
Mm-hmm.
I left the Halloween stuff in the box, and I thought, I'll put those up in 2 weeks. And I thought, what's the damn difference?
Exactly. Yeah.
So then I just put it all out because I thought, because I used to do that where it was just pumpkins for the month of September and like leaves and fall decorations. Now I'm like, screw it. Let's just go.
Is this on your Instagram, Allie?
Yeah. Yes.
Allie
oh, and
Faith,
I looked up.
Yeah.
So about 800 people said, yes, it's fine.
Yes.
Do you, boo-boo. 150 said, get a life, lady.
That was
when I did the poll.
I was one of those.
Yeah.
I was a do you, boo-boo.
I know. I saw. And boo-boo was pun intended for Halloween. I want you to know. Boo-boo.
Oh, I know. Yes.
And let me just say, as I scroll through the photos of the actual decorations and
yes.
not just the pumpkins, you did a damn good job,
Thank
Allie.
You. And that's not even all of them. I mean, there's decorations everywhere. I just put a few up.
And I like that you did it the way you did it, which makes sense with a texter that said, it's better now to start putting them up when the weather's nice,
yeah.
and then you can add to it. Oh, I got this. I'll throw it in there now.
Same yeah. thing with Christmas lights.
Perfect
they say do them
strategy.
In November
I just,
when it's still warm. And I loved the advice one listener gave me, side note, that I should put wood, like a block of wood under my pumpkin to keep it from getting soft. I've never heard that.
That's, that makes sense.
Is that a
yeah.
fact?
That's flipping brilliant.
I don't know why it wouldn't be a fact.
I never would know that.
It sounds like it would work.
I mean,
it would
sounds
just
like something I would believe if you told me, so I guess it was true.
Somebody
mean,
told you on the internet, so it's clearly
it's
the fact.
It's gotta be true. Somebody wrote on my Facebook. It's gotta be true.
Gotta be true. I just felt it was too soon, because when I think Halloween, I think October. I'd like to wait until October until I start thinking
18th.
About it. I know, yeah. but I like to hold on to every last ounce of summer, because we only get like 6 weeks of it here.
But you can, that is true.
Because I want to hang on to every little ounce of summer. I don't want to admit that it's fall yet. Because fall means Thanksgiving, and that means Christmas, and that means winter.
No, he has no problem buying the snacks, the fun size Snickers bars all day, does he?
Very
on
true.
On September 18th, he'll go buy the Halloween candy, but he can't dare put
oh,
something
dude,
up.
I'll buy that stuff year round. I don't
you
care.
You know, you bought the Twix out of Walmart.
You know what it
don't
is, Allie?
Don't act like you did it.
This is jealousy and envy.
He's mad.
You beat him to the punch.
I'm ahead of him in something.
And he's, look at the, he
Riggs,
can see, he won't even
Riggs,
talk now. Look at the look on his
I
face.
I beat you. I'm living my best
yes,
life.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yes.
And quite frankly,
you nailed
as,
it. You
as my cousin said, then it looks like I'm one of those moms who has her ish together, even if I don't.
That's
because
right.
Because all the other moms are driving down the road going, damn, Allie got her pumpkins up. She's so ahead of the game. When
where
really,
she,
I'm a hot mess, man. But
she
they
find
don't
the,
know.
Where did she find the time to do that? Put those two pumpkins out.
But what they don't know is I spent 10 minutes in the kitchen trying to remember what I was doing in the middle of it. That's what they don't know.
And they're not stopping in front of the house. They don't hear you screaming at your kids throughout the entire time. Well, she's got her ish together. All
right.
I'm just saying.
So it's okay. I put up my decorations for Halloween and fall.
Yes.
You can text to 71037 if you think it's too soon or not.
Damn it.
Allie Faith 1 on Instagram, right?
Yeah,
Allie Faith
yes.
1.
Yes. All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, you can always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Like a jet. Show number 747.
Yeah.
Yes. Is in the books.
In the books.
I'm going to do that. Can we do that more often where I say something and you repeat it in
sure.
a creepy voice? Like,
Listen up.
Listen up.
Gibbons.
Gibbons.
What did you learn on the show?
What did you learn on the show?
You sound like your son. It's funny.
So you really do. That's fun.
Every time they say something insane, I'm like, what the? And then I'm like, oh, you got that from me, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
I call him crazy till I look in the mirror.
Yeah. Gibbons, what'd you learn?
Speaking of you, Allie, and being crazy, I learned on the show this morning that you and I are kind of spirit animals when it comes to the Halloween decorations and putting them up, as some people would say, I'm using air quotes, too soon. But it's the freaking 18th of September,
Thank you.
It's time to get them bitches up and let them live for a month or so,
After I went off about that, like, was I team too soon with my fall and Halloween decorations yesterday? I got mostly people saying, no, it's go time.
Yeah.
It's September 18th. Somebody messaged me after we talked about that earlier and said, it's still summer, get a grip. And I'm like, you know, fall is like on Monday and it's September 18th. And in 2 weeks, that bee that messaged me is going to be like, oh, it's October. I haven't done anything.
I was with the bee that messaged you. I just like to hold on to every last minute of summer. I mean, I don't think it's too soon. I just don't want to surrender summer. Don't want to let it go.
You can hold on to the weather while still decorating for the future, right?
I guess.
And future you would thank past you.
Yeah. Maybe he would. Mm-hmm. Maybe he would.
Yeah.
I learned something about Gibbons this morning.
What?
I learned that Gibbons.
He learned that Gibbons.
Stop repeating me. Why did
That's
I wish
what my
for
kids
this?
Would do.
Look
my
what you started.
Look what
that.
I wished for, damn
Look
it.
Look what I wished for.
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
I'm an idiot. My name's Allie.
I'm an idiot. My name's Riggs.
Damn it.
You know what's funny?
Damn it.
My kids do that crap to me all
the time.
I get so
When you
pissed.
Try to trick them into saying something bad about themselves?
I get so bad.
Oh, man.
They don't spin it, though. They go, Mommy, we're not going to say that. Anyway, go ahead. You learned what about Gibbons?
I learned that Gibbons is just as fangirly about the Jonas Brothers as I am.
Just as fangirly?
Because they could hear us both scream.
They could hear the screams.
From up in section 203.
In the nosebleeds, because who cares if you're a morning show on the best radio station in town? Sit in the nosebleeds, bitch.
That's right, baby. That's right.
But who's repeating who now? I'm trying to figure this out. You guys watch the rules.
Hold on. Allie's repeating my inside thoughts now.
Amen, brother.
But yes, Kevin knew that I loved him from the rafters. He could hear me.
Kevin knew.
He was like, someone's saying my name. Where's he at? Where's he at? Shine the light up there.
Riggs.
Shine the light up there. There he is. Someone
Riggs
loves
it
me.
Is.
You guys are killing me.
Allie, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show today that Jesus. Riggs is a freak because
That's an understatement.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. You just spent 3 minutes saying every word he says and you go, he's a freak.
You're right. See again what I do with my kids. What's wrong with you? And then I go, oh, it's me.
Oh, it's me.
So I learned that Riggs showers with his dog.
Yep.
God, that's weird.
And then the scarier part was when we asked people to text in at 71037, like 20 other people texted in. They take showers with their dogs.
Bro, you should see the Facebook, man.
You need to go to a club. A club for help, man.
Shower with your dog club. I love it.
Oh my God.
Because the dog's dirty. I clean the dog. Then I'm dirty from cleaning the dog. So then I clean myself. I see it as being environmentally friendly.
I see it as, what is your sexual preference, really?
Yeah, you
because
know.
Why are you showering with dogs?
Why are you making a dog thing sexual? The dog isn't sexual.
You're the one taking a shower.
There's
naked
nothing sexual
with your dog
about it.
Until you're naked.
Yeah.
There's nothing sexual about a shower, though.
Says you, not Samson. Samson's Maybe. Like, hello, bro.
Hey,
what's going on,
bro?
Some?
Oh my God.
You like what you see? You like it?
See? Now it's sexual.
Oh, God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.